Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and this is the day the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. I'm going to just open in prayer. I've been having some technical difficulties on today. I want to thank all of the prayer warriors out there. Amen. God is good and worthy to be praised. If we get cut off, and I declare that I won't, I'm going to open up the phone lines and let some of them begin to talk about why there are still so many of us who are single in the church. And the topic today is put a ring on it. And I have some things that I want to share with you, 12 ways to get the right one to say I do. So let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. And we magnify your name today. God, you are worthy. You are worthy to be praised. There is none like you. Lord, we bind up Satan right now, the hands of Satan off of this broadcast, Lord, and all that you have ordained, oh God, for this time, oh Lord. And we just ask, Father God, that you will have your way. We declare that every word that you have for me to speak shall be spoken, oh God, and not one word will fall to the ground. So, Lord, I thank you for those who are listening, for those who are coming, and I give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. It's in the precious name of Jesus Christ that I pray. Amen and praise God. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done. Again, this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons. I want to welcome you to the Woman to Woman show. Today I'm going to do a relationship workshop, and the topic of that workshop is put a ring on it, how to get the right one to say I do. And Pastor Emily will be coming with our marriage moments, but I want to just talk about relationships for a minute. I want to welcome everybody. We have some people already on the switchboard. I thank God. I see you there on the switchboard and also in the chat room. God bless you, Gazelle, and our guest, 1878, and also his word, his way. God bless you, and thank you for bearing with me as we worked out the glitches in my phone. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So let us go into this particular topic on today. First, talk about relationships fail. There's so many reasons that our relationships fail. And I have an acronym that the Lord gave me many years ago for fail. The first reason that relationships fail is fear. Fear. So many of us have been hurt so much in the past that we're afraid to really be ourselves and let people in. We're afraid of being hurt again, afraid of being rejected.
I give myself away. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can.
Come on, let him know.
I give myself. Give myself away so you. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can.
Come on, let him know.
I give myself
away. Amen. Praise God. We know that God has not given us a spirit of fear. but one of love, power, and a sound mind. Amen. Hallelujah. If you can hear me in the chat room, just let me know that you can hear me. Amen. Hallelujah. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, sound mind. So we don't have to be afraid of being vulnerable. You don't have to be afraid of letting people see you for who God has created you to be. So the first reason that our relationship fell is fear. Another reason is acceptance of other people's opinions of ourselves. So often we get bogged down into what other people think of us, and we really have to concentrate even more so on what God has said about us. Acceptance of other people's opinions. Listen, don't give anyone the power to validate you or to invalidate you. Amen. Know who you are. You have to know who you are. Amen. And not allow other people to make you or to make you afraid of committing yourself in a relationship. Amen. The next thing is information about who you really are. Listen, the Bible says that you are wonderfully and fearfully made. David rejoiced and praised God for the work of his hands. And he said, I am wonderfully and fearfully made, and that I know full well. And we just have to get to the point where we know that God created us and that we are wonderfully and fearfully made, and that no one should be able to strip us of the esteem that God has given us. God has given us our self-esteem. Amen. And when you begin to see yourself as the way that God sees you, then you'll be able to have effective relationships, and you won't sabotage your relationships. See, a lot of times we sabotage our relationships because we think that if someone gets close to us and gets to know us for who we really are, then they really won't want to be bothered with us when they get to know the real you. So I want to encourage you to be true to who God has created you to be, and don't be afraid, and get some more information about who you are. Think about yourself. Think about some of the assets that you have. Look in the mirror and see your beauty instead of picking yourself apart. The average behavior, we have learned how to be in relationships. We do what we saw our mothers and our big sisters and our friends do. We do what we saw on the soap operas, amen, and in the movies. We learn to lie, cheat, steal, manipulate. We learn to tolerate behavior towards us that we should not be tolerating. We tolerate abusive behavior. We tolerate men who will commit to us. So learned behavior. So that's the acronym that I have for FAIL. Fear, acceptance of other people's opinions of ourselves, insufficient information about who you really are, and learned behavior. And that's why relationships fail. So what we have to do is turn that around. We have to not be afraid. We have to reject other people's negative opinions of ourselves. We have to get more information from God's word about who we really are. God's word says that you're wonderfully and fearfully made, that you're created in his image, that you are worthy of honor and respect. And we have to unlearn some of that old behavior. You know, if you used to fight in your relationships, you have to learn how to live at peace with the person who loves you and the person that you love. So it's just a matter of having that effective relationship by reversing the curse, so to speak. You know, a lot of our relationships are set, but God is not content to leave us that way. He has a greater plan for us. Amen. So now I want to talk about putting a ring on it. Before we put a ring on it, what do we have to know? We have to know if he's the one. So many times we get into a relationship with the wrong person, and we find ourselves and running after someone who does not want to commit to us, and we try to make a man marry us, and he's not the one. You know, 1 Corinthians 13 talks about love and what love is, and it really goes down the breakdown that love is kind, love is gentle, love doesn't hurt, love is not abusive, you know, and I'm paraphrasing because of the I don't have my Bible in front of me to move forward with this broadcast and move it from room to room, so bear with me. You know the scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 13 talks about everything that love is, and I want you to do this. I want you to examine relationships and really, really think about this. Is your relationship representative of real love? Is your relationship representative of real love? You know, is the person that you're in a relationship with treating you kindly? Is he treating you like you're delicate, like you're glass? Does he want to spend time with you? Is he someone who is committed to you? Amen. Is he committed to you in your relationship? Amen. Does he honor and respect you? And we have someone in the chat room who says that relationship is about freedom. That would be Stan. Says that relationship is about freedom. Stan says relationship is not about, is not a prison. And that's true, because there is liberty in love. You know, when you have true love, there is liberty. And when you're committed to a relationship, you don't feel like you're in prison. You know, I don't know, I'm assuming that you're a man, Stan, but what happens is when you truly, truly love someone, you will honor that person. That person will be the only person that you want to spend time with on an intimate level. That person will be the woman for you. Amen. And you will treat that person kindly. You won't be abusive in your words or your actions. So we have to realize that when you're with the right one, you'll know it. So many people say, well, how do I know if he's the right one? Well, you will know, because if you find yourself crying all of the time, if you find yourself alone and wishing that he were there all of the time, if he spends only the weekdays with you, or he's not available to spend time with you on the weekend, or if you have to be on the down low, you know, that's a clue. Those are indications that something is wrong and that he's not really the one for you. Amen. He might be good to you in other ways, sexually, or maybe he strokes your ego, or maybe he makes you feel a certain kind of way sometimes. But if he is not treating you right all of the time, if he's inconsistent in his behavior towards you, then he's not the one. If he's not available, if he has another woman or a wife, he's not the one. Amen. So sometimes we're holding on to men who are unable to commit to us, and we just have to let it go. You just have to let him go, because the longer you hold on to someone who's not the one, the more problems you're going to have, the more complications you're going to have. So you must go ahead and cut your losses. Get rid of that person who won't commit to you. You know, give him an ultimatum, and this is for the women. I know that their men are sneaking in, but sometimes you have to give a man an ultimatum and let him know that you're not just a girlfriend and you're not just someone for him to lay down and have sex with him, but you are a wife. Amen. The Bible says that he who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains a favor from the Lord. And we women have to stop giving ourselves away so freely. You heard the song playing earlier, I Give Myself Away. But you know what? Who are we giving ourselves away to? Are we giving our way to Tom, Dick, and Rabu? Are we giving ourselves away to Tom, Dick, and Rabu? Or they used to say Tom, Dick, and Harry back in my mother's day. Are we giving ourselves away to people who can't appreciate us? Or are we giving ourselves away to God? Amen. Because when you give yourself to God first, then you can be able to be in a relationship. Amen. And God will mandate, God will regulate that relationship and show you how to be in that relationship. Amen. Amen and praise God. So to God be the glory. Like I said, if you can't hear me, no, but I'm coming through on this particular line. Amen. So you got to know if he's the right one. Amen. If he's the right one. And, oh, another thing, you have to be equally yoked. Amen. We must with the wrong person. About that a little bit. Let me just say this. You cannot be unequally. Amen. In other words, if you are a Christian woman who loves the Lord and spends your time going to church on Sunday, and he sits on the couch on Sunday and does not want anything to do with Jesus, guess what? You're unequally yoked. He's not the one. Amen. So don't be trying to get him to put a ring on it, because the Bible tells us not to be unequally yoked, because you're going to end up with more problems than you bargained for if you go ahead and proceed to marry someone who's not a Christian and you are. Amen. If you're a woman of God and you love, 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 love church and you love Jesus and he barely wants to go and he talks about the fact that you spent time, you might be equal and you might stop and think, do I really want to get involved with this relationship further? Amen. Sometimes we need to cut our losses while it's early instead of getting married and getting divorced. Do you know that there's over a 50% divorce rate in the church? In the church, amen. So another thing that we do, women, we end up in the wrong position. We end up in a horizontal position, looking up at the ceiling, you know, doing the wow thing, amen. I talked about having a man who just wants to have sex with you. We end up having sex too soon, amen. So that's, you know, ourselves away, and we have created a soul tie. I like this word, spiritual. And then under spiritual, right, exchange. Spiritual. First two letters in exchange is E-X, sex. Sex creates a soul tie. Soul ties are created and you end up married with no papers. You end up married when you have sex outside of the will of God. You create a soul tie because you end up married with no papers. And back in the day, when Jacob married his wife, he took her into his mama's tent. And he had relations with her. Amen. He did not take her to the justice of the peace. Amen. Now, so today we know to be legally married, we have to go to the justice of the peace. But if you're going to do it God's way, you want to wait until you, not even the justice of the peace, but a preacher. You know, you don't want to go, if you're a woman of God, you want to be married in the church. Amen. You want God's blessing on your marriage. At least if you get married in your backyard or garden, at least have a preacher come and do your wedding. Amen. But what I'm saying is you don't want to end up with a sexual exchange, a spiritual exchange, a soul tie before you are legally married. Amen. Soul ties are created when you have a sex, which creates a spiritual exchange. You end up married, illegally married with no papers. Amen. You cannot move on until you divorce all of the men that you have soul ties with. What did I just say? I said you cannot move on until you divorce all of the men that you have soul ties with. And that's something you do before the Lord. You say, Lord, I want to be disconnected from every man that I have slept with outside of marriage. You know, and we just have to declare that and go to the altar and let God cleanse us and purge us. And say, God, I receive my new state of virginity if you're single. Just let the Lord know. Go to the altar. It just could be between you and God. Nobody else has to know. You could do it right here. Make an altar right now where you are and say, Lord, I renounce every spiritual exchange, every soul tie that was created by me having sex with men that I was not married to, that I was not legally married to. And, Lord, I receive now my new state of virginity. I receive now that I am again a virgin. Amen. And in the spiritual realm, you're now a virgin. You don't want to be married with no papers. You don't want to be connected. Listen, because if you're already married, how's God going to send you your husband? How is God going to send you your husband? Amen. And let me just say this. Sex feels too good to play with. That's why God says no fornication. Let me say it again. Sex feels too good to play with. That's why God says no fornication. You can get hooked up with the wrong person and be yoked up spiritually so that when your real husband comes along, you won't even know him because you will be so yoked up. The devil will have you so yoked up, connected to the wrong dude, to the wrong joker. Amen. Listen, you cannot play with sex. Amen. God created sex to be good. He created it to feel good. Amen. So when we begin to be spiritually connected, with women, see, with us too, it's crazy because there's also an emotional connection that takes place. And that's why we end up with the wrong person, the wrong people, amen. I, too, have been there where I've ended up with the wrong person, amen. He didn't have the things of God in mind for me, or that person wanted to do was get what he wanted to get, amen. So, and then when he got it, you know, it was a whole different story. Now he's nonchalant, but I'm all strung out. You know, not because, even because the sex was that good, but because emotionally we get tied up. You know what I'm saying? We get tied up emotionally, amen. And these are the things that God wants us to avoid. So today is the first day of the rest of your life, amen. We can start afresh and anew, amen. So now that we've gotten all of that out of the way, and I'm going to just go ahead and go into 12 ways to get the right one to say I do, amen. I just want to get that out of the way, and then we're going to go into 12 ways. But let me take a couple of calls first, amen. Hallelujah. Area code 973, you're on the air. Welcome to Woman to Woman.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca. It is always such a blessing.
God bless you. Mr. Valerie Allen, how are you today, woman of God?
I'm so well of the Lord. This is a pleasure to always be with you on Saturday morning with the Woman to Woman Power Group. I'm telling you, this is a wonderful word that you're giving on to today. Oh, my goodness. I'm just listening so carefully. I'm like, everything you're saying is so right on target.
Amen.
I like that revelation, what you said. And it was like, wow, I said, what a revelation. Sex out of side marriage equals a soul tie and equal legal papers without legal papers. I never heard that before. I'm like, wow, Lord, that is such a rhema word from God, such a revelation that has opened up my eyes. I've never heard that before. And I'm just like, this is just so awesome, Pastor Rebecca. We, Simon Wing, definitely need to hear this word. And also maybe even some marriage women as well, because, you know, marriage women do have, you know, affairs just like, you know, like married men too and things of that nature. But I'm just like, wow, you know, I'm somewhat speechless as of today because I'm just, you know, actually just listening and tuning in and, you know, allowing my heart to be ministered to because I can relate, you know, I so can relate, you know, being a single woman, a one-parent family, you know, that as we understand, you know, what I wrote in my book, you know, with regard to fornicating, having sex outside of marriage in that regard. And like what you just stated a little earlier about, you know, not so much just because the sex was being good, being strung out, but because of the emotional connection that we have, you know, with men. And I think most of us women, if we're bold enough to tell the truth and be honest with ourselves, we can all can say amen to that because it is true. There was just too many times after time, you know, when I got caught out there, you know, having, you know, sex out of marriage, and it, you know, it did always, you know, bother me in that way. And I'm just like, wow, God, like you said, this is a new day. Now you could, like you said, you just can repent on today and have a new new perspective, like you said, just turning it over, a new leaf, and letting God, you know, make you turn into a quote-unquote virgin again as you make a new commitment unto God. You know, again, just letting the past be the past even from this day forth. If you have done it up to this point, you still can confess your sins, and God is able to cleanse you from all unrighteousness and to move forward. And I do thank God that God is a God of another chance. We understand grace and mercy. Grace is unmerited favor, and such as mercy, you know, mercy is unmerited favor, and grace, you know, has an extended period as all things, and can have a, and will have its tendency to run out because God said he is not marked. You know, he is not a God that will lie, and his word will go to do that which was established to do and accomplish. So we know we don't want to mock God, as the word tells us. We want to do that, you know, which is right. And so I know this is not by accident or not in which the Lord has given you this ring, because often we've hearing this lately, the different shows, you know, has been speaking on relationships. There's relationships, you know, and then there's relationship. My hairstylist not too long ago was mentioning the word relationship, and I begin to question that. What is a relationship? What exactly does a relationship mean when it comes to male and the female gender? What is that? And how do you know when, as you brought up this subject matter today, how do you know when you have confronted the right one? Well, I'll tell you, the key factors that you point out today is definitely ringing bells with me. Not that I was not aware. I just think there are times when we just simply are just in denial. We want what we want and don't, you know, don't want to see the truth as it is until someone like yourself is honest and bold enough, candid enough to bring out the truth so that we can see. And then from that point, it's for us, you know, to come out the darkness, because now, you know, our eyes are open. It's you know, it's up for us to come out the come out of darkness and look at the scenario for what it truly is, and knowing that, no, I'm sorry, that ain't your boo, you
That's
know,
right.
in that respect. Such, you know, such key factors here today, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, such key factors, and I'm just tuned to just listen in and just allow God to use you just to minister to this single heart of mine, because, you know, of course, there are oftentimes and just about almost daily confronted, you know, with men in that regard, and always want to say no to this one and no to that one, because it's just, you know, just so much uncertainty. But I believe that, you know, God is God, and when that time comes, I will know. I will know.
That's
it's like
right.
you said at the onset, in the beginning of the show, the broadcast, that you will know and, you know, bear witness. And just other few things that you definitely are clues and lining up with the Word of God, which I often speak myself, is one, of course, how can two walk together except they agree? So important. Like you were saying, if you're a believer, I would like to use the word a believer, but if you're a born-again believer, a follower of Christ, and you're walking with someone, you know, retrospectively, who is not, no, it will not work. I can attest to that firsthand. Then the other factor you said about being unequally yoked, as the word states, that's it goes along right with that scripture, because it is true. That's being unequally yoked. You just don't have anything in common. I don't care how much you're trying to make it work, pray it up, it just ain't going to work, because that person is that person. And if they have not received the revelation knowledge of God, it ain't going to work. And, you know, can't nobody but God turn a stony heart to flesh anyway. So
That's
for
right.
me, it's a waste of time. For me, that is just a simple waste of time.
That's
I would
right.
rather just now learn to just wait on God from the door to send the right spirit-filled, born-again believer, you know, man of God to cross my path than have, you know, going through all that again. It's just not worth it.
Amen. And I just so agree with you. And I see you with just paying attention and getting all that God has for you to receive. And I wanted to do that as a prelude, you know, to talk about why relationships fail and talk about soul ties a little bit and how do you know if he's the right one, before I went into these 12 ways. And I'm going to go into these 12 ways right now. Thank you so much for
Amen.
Calling in and being with me here. So we're going to go through some of these 12 ways. I'm going to try to get through them and then pick up a couple more calls. If you want to, anybody wants to speak before I get through them all, what I'll do is go through six, and then I'll come back to the phone lines, okay?
Amen. God bless you, Pastor Rebecca.
Amen. God bless you, Minister Valerie Allen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I tell you, can I get a witness? The woman of God came in as a witness, amen, to let us know that God is speaking during this time. So let's look at, once we know he's the right one, how do we get the right one to say, I do? You know, and one thing that I want to say is that the right one could be right there across the church from you. So let's go into the say I do. I'm going to go through six, and then I'll take some calls. And I see you all in the chat room. Someone said earlier that men approach women, but women choose men. And I think there's some truth to that, because we do choose the ones that we even want to give our numbers to or go out for that cup of coffee. And I want to say women choose wisely. But let's look at 12 ways to get the right one to say I do. The first and foremost, having intimate relationship. Again, let me just preface this and say this is not a Bible study. This is woman to woman. I'm talking to you, as Minister Valerie Allen said, frankly and candidly. I guess that's why God didn't let me have my Bible here today, because I don't want to do a Bible study. I want to talk to you woman to woman, girlfriend to girlfriend. Amen. So the first thing I want to say to you, my sister, is to have an intimate relationship with God. I talked about being in a horizontal position earlier. You want your relationship with God, your vertical relationship with God, to be so tight and so phenomenal that everything on the horizontal level lines up, amen, and it's a reflection of that relationship that you have with God. The Lord your God with all of your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. So you want to love God, love God. Love yourself, amen, and then love that man, amen. The problem is a lot of us love the man more than we love ourselves. And I want to challenge you to love yourself. After loving God, love yourself. Want to love yourself enough to say no to that married man. Love yourself enough to say, no, I'm not going to just be a weekend phone call for you to come over here. You know, I'm not going to do it. No, the buck stops here. The road ends here. I'm not going to do it. You have to love yourself enough to not allow yourself to be used. Amen. And if you have an intimate relationship with God, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit will show you the way that you should go. Amen. The Holy Spirit will say, no, baby, don't take that off. Don't take off your bra. Don't take that off. Don't go to that hotel room. Do not let him come to your house. The Holy Spirit will show you. Amen. So the first thing you want to do is have a relationship with God. There's something so appealing and so attractive about the anointing. Amen. So when you have that relationship with God, Jesus said that he will pray the Father, and the Father will send you the Holy Spirit. And through the Holy Spirit, you will receive that anointing, amen, that you need, amen. And that anointing will lead you into every single area of life successfully. So have an intimate relationship with God. Let the Lord direct your steps. Let him order your steps, amen, direct your path. Number two, deal with your issues. Deal with your issues. Listen, if you're insecure, you need to deal with those insecurities. Why do you find yourself in the wrong relationship over and over and over again? Is it possibly because you have been looking for love in all of the wrong places? Deal with your issues, girlfriend. You know, if you know you have daddy issues and you have low self-esteem issues and you're looking for somebody to fix you or somebody to complete you, if you've been rejected, neglected, abandoned, abused, molested, raped, jilted, cheated on and lied to, you have some issues, because all of these circumstances that can occur to you in life, the residue, they leave you with residue. So you have all of these issues that you need to deal with. And what a lot of us do when we get knocked down in a relationship, I'm talking about emotionally knocked down, when we mess up, been messed over in a relationship, or we just ended up with the wrong one. And we get knocked down in that relationship, and that relationship is over. We pick ourselves up, dust ourselves off, and go into the next relationship without dealing with the issues that were created as a result of that relationship. Deal with the issues. And maybe the issues were there before that relationship. Maybe that's why the relationship didn't last. Maybe you were mad at your daddy, and you're taking that anger out on every man that crosses your path. Maybe you have low self-esteem, and you just keep going towards the man who says, hey, boo, you look so good. You're so sexy. You're so fine. I want you to be mine. Will you be mine without the wedding ring? You know, they just want you to be theirs. They want you to give yourself away, but they don't want to commit to you. Amen. Deal with your issues. Why do I keep going into relationships with men who refuse to or unable to commit to me? Amen. Deal with your issues, girlfriend. You have pain from your past. I recommend my book, The Cry of a Woman's Heart, Healing the Pain of the Past, Traveling the Road to Victorious Living, to help you to deal with your issues. God can heal you. Let God heal you. Amen. I want to say that issues thing, but I'm going to keep moving. Amen. Deal with the pain of the past. Deal with your hurt. Mephibosheth was dropped, and he went and he lived down in Lodabar. Amen. He was crippled in both of his feet. And some of us are crippled. We're going through life crippled, and we're having relationships with people. We're crippled, and we're picking people who are crippled. Amen. Like Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled puppets. It's like a tongue twister. Sister Sally picked a man who was crippled, like she was crippled. Amen. And they could not do anything because neither one of them could walk upright before the Lord. They were both crippled. Amen. And I know what it's like to be crippled. I've been crippled, amen, and I thank God that he has made me whole, amen. Deal with your issues so that you don't keep picking men who are broken themselves. Let God fix you and heal you so that you don't end up with a broken man, amen, in a busted relationship where you're totally disgusted, amen. Deal with your issues. Number three, take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. That's all kinds of ways, physically, mentally, financially, and the last but not least, spiritually. 3 John 2 says, beloved, I pray that you will prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers. Take care of yourself. Amen. 4, go ahead and have some coffee. Amen. And we're talking about 12 ways to get the right one to say I do. Listen, take care of yourself. Listen, men are visual. They're looking. They are looking for that good thing, amen. The first thing that they're going to do is see you, amen. So, and then they're going to talk to you and see if you got it all together mentally and spiritually. And then they want to know what do you bring to the table. Are your finances in order, amen. So take care of yourself. Don't wait for someone to come and whisk you off and take you on a golden trip, amen, around the world, and you have nothing to bring to the table. You can buy your own house, buy your own car, take yourself on a trip, take yourself to dinner. Go to dinner with yourself. Get yourself accustomed to the better things in life, the finer things in life, amen. You don't have to wait for man to buy you a diamond ring. Buy yourself a diamond ring, amen. Praise the Lord, but don't go in debt to do it. Keep your finances cleaned up because you're going to want to move forward and do some things together once you are married, amen. But take care of yourself, amen. Four, go ahead and have some coffee. Have a cup of coffee. Have a cup of tea. See, the reason that so many of us Christian women remain single is because the man comes over and asks us to have a cup of coffee or ask for our phone number, and we, you know, looking at him up and down like he's crazy because he's not what we ordered. It's like we were in IHOP last night, and it's like you ordered, it's like if I would have ordered blueberry pancakes and they brought out strawberry crepes, I would have been like, I didn't order this because I had my mind on blueberry pancakes when they brought out the strawberry crepes. I didn't want it. We need to have our mind on a godly man, amen, a man who loves the Lord, a man of valor, amen, a man of integrity and character. But all that exterior stuff, like he has to be tall, he has to be 6'5", and he has to be chocolate, and he has to have hair or have no hair, amen, he has to have a white-collar job, amen, he has to make six figures and drive a BMW. No, come on. Throw away the shopping list. Amen. I mean, have some preferences, but don't let that be the criteria for whether or not you have a cup of coffee. Listen, if you never go out for the cup of coffee, how will you know what makes this dude tick? Amen. You know, he might be too short. He might be shorter than you with your heels on. Well, girlfriend, you might have to wear flats. But you know what? Don't turn that man down just because he's not tall, as tall as you want him to be. Come on. Have some coffee. He's not asking you to marry you. He's just asking you to have a cup of coffee. Amen. So go ahead and have that cup of coffee. Have some dialogue. You will know how he feels about Jesus by having a cup of coffee. Amen. Because he's going to talk, and words paint a big picture. Amen. Listen, this number five is going to be risky. I might not get through all 12. I'm going to keep going. I'll try to get through. Number five might be risky. Dress like a lady. Dress like a lady. Listen. Okay, I'm going to say this. Some of you might, nobody can throw anything at me because I'm on it. You can't see me. So let me just say this. Dress like a lady. Listen, why are women in the church dressing like women on the street? You know, I see women in church with everything hanging out. You know, your cleavage is all hanging out. I see the mouth of your breast. You know, some of your dresses are too tight, you know, and I'm telling you, I'm saying this in love. A lot of us are looking at TV and we're picking up how to dress from the world. Amen. The Bible tells us to dress modestly. Amen. Dress modestly. No, look, you can be classy and sexy at the same time. Amen. You don't have to, and I lost somebody there. I knew people would start tuning me out when I talked about this. You don't have to put everything on display to get a man. You are a woman of God. The anointing is going to bring your husband. Do you hear me? You don't have to show it all. Amen. You don't have to show everything just to get a man to be attracted to you. Amen. Men are looking for mystery. Men are looking for the woman who will cover it up. Men are looking for the woman who is not showing him all, that he has to imagine what she looks like beneath her clothes. I know I'm talking right. Amen. Amen. Dress like a lady. Listen, I'm not telling you to wear a dress down to your ankles and a dress up to your chin. If you look at some of my pictures, you know, I mean, I know I'm classy and sexy, amen, but I'm not sexual. There's a difference, amen. You don't have to allude sex. Everything doesn't have to say sex about you, amen. Just like a lady, you're a woman of God, amen. Act like a lady. It's okay to be feminine, amen. So many of us, because we've had to do things on our own. We have to pay the bills and raise the kids. The men stepped out on us because the men were not there. We had to go get the car fixed and take out the garbage. We had to be the house. We had to be the mother. And that made us look progressive. It's okay to be feminine. So feminine. Some of us are priests. We think masculine.
Give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can.
Come on, let him know.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell them.
Here I am. Here I am.
Praise the Lord. I tell you, I'm going to stop right there because it looks like my phone is acting up. I'm going to take some calls. Amen. You're on the air. I see you on the switchboard. Amen. Just raise your hand if you want to be on the air. And I'll put you on the air. Amen. Hallelujah. In this last 6 minutes. Amen. I only got through six. Wait. Hands raised. Amen. Hallelujah. Jennifer Valerie, bless you. Hallelujah.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca. I'm sorry, you know, I'm still binding up Satan against this technical difficulty. I didn't get step six.
Yes.
What is step six? Because I'm taking notes on it.
Amen.
Were you able to speak step six? Were you able to speak step six because the phone went out?
Yes.
Okay, so yes. What is step six? Oh, my God. I'm sorry, you're still breaking up. The devil is such a liar today. We're just buying him, Satan, in the name of Jesus. He doesn't want the women to hear this word on the day, and he's such a liar.
Yeah.
As I just cursed technical difficulties in the name of Jesus.
Okay.
Pastor Rebecca, you are so broken up.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Now, God is just really so
glory to God.
Y'all, come on.
Gather round and let me tell.
the Lord. I tell you, I was just talking to Gazelle in the chat room. Sally Allen, are you there?
Yes, I'm still here, Pastor Rebecca, but I might have to mute for a few moments, okay? And I'll be right back with you shortly. I'm like, because I can't believe I'm still trying to bind up Satan to get this. You know what? You might have to do this show all over again. I don't know what happened on today.
Yeah, that's what I was talking to Gazelle about.
Okay,
you know,
all right. I have to mute you because my son, I'll mute you just for a few moments, okay?
Okay.
All right, God bless.
Yes. Amen. God bless. And there's definitely spiritual warfare around this broadcast on today. You know, there's an attack against marriage. You know, we're here, we're talking about marriage. And it just seems like the enemy does not want us to go forward. With this topic, amen. But the enemy is already defeated. You know, and it's a big day for me. I'm getting very limited cell phone coverage here. I do this broadcast week after week after week. And the moment I get ready to go in and start talking to women about marriage, it's amazing how much warfare has been around this one broadcast. You know, a lot of people will say, well, it's just complications, not necessarily warfare. But, yeah, I believe that it is warfare, amen, because God has a great plan for our lives, plans to prosper us and not to harm us, plans to give us a hope in the future. And the devil is already defeated. So whatever he's trying to keep us from, he's already defeated. I'm going to move forward. I stopped at, I'm going to do this broadcast again. I'm going to do it again, but I have to already have a full schedule going forward straight through the month of August where we're going to have guests on and everything. So I wanted to come and do this one today. So the last thing that I stopped at was act like a lady, and I said it's okay to be feminine. We were talking about 12 ways to get the right one to say I do. Amen. 12 ways to get the right one to say I do. I'm just going to say hello to this young lady before we go into the rest of the 12. Amen. And we just pray that God will keep this phone line up and going. Amen. Erica 312. Erica, God bless you. You are on the air. Welcome to Woman broadcast. God bless you, Pastor Rebecca. How are you? I'm doing well. God bless you. I see you listening. I know you're listening. You're hanging on there. A lot of people have hung up, but the switchboard was full. And with the warfare, I saw people dropping off, but I see you still hanging in there.
Oh, yeah. I felt in my spirit today that the enemy was going to try to stop a lot of things today, even when I was sending out text messages for the broadcast today to my friends and family, people that I know. I text this morning quite a bit of women, and even this morning, because I got a lot of response back that they were going to tune in. And so even this morning, the enemy wouldn't let my texts go through. So he been fighting me the whole time, and even when you started and you was having trouble. And so I just been up here praying and just binding, you know, the enemy, because he's still defeated. He's still defeated. God's still glorified. And, you know, even to those who hung up the phone, I continue to, you know, pray that God will continue to prick their heart and continue to minister to them, even, you know, with what they received so far, that we can be women of God, that we can be women of, you know, women of God and stay encouraged, because you know when God is doing something, when the enemy attacks this much, and you know that it's something that God is trying to get to the women of God, when the enemy tries to do everything that he can to block what God is getting ready to do. And so I still praise, I still honor and worship God, because I know he's doing great things and he's going to continue to do great things, and I'm looking forward. And I'm ready to receive, and I'm open and willing to hear what it is that God has to say. So, no, I'm not hanging up, because the devil is a liar.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I just wanted to talk to you for a minute, because I haven't talked to you. And while I'm on the line with you, I'll go ahead and announce that we have an upcoming women's conference in October, Women Power, and it's going to be a powerful, powerful time here in New Jersey, and it's October the 7th, the 8th, and the 9th.
I'll be there. I've already started planning to make arrangements to be there. So.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So I'm still getting, I know you called me. You were the first person to call me. I'm still getting my speakers in line, but really looking forward to that particular conference. And then I want to make the announcement that tonight, and this is why I know my phone, but this is my phone, this is not the internet, this is my phone. I have a conference call tonight
okay.
at 7 o'clock, at 7 o'clock, the Woman to Woman Empowerment Group. And this is where we have about 50 women who are already RSVP'd to be there. And we're going to be meeting on TalkShoe tonight. And also you can come by calling in. The calling number for that call tonight is 724-444-7444. So it's 724-444-7444. And the call ID is 110246. And that's going to be online. I'm hosting that tonight. I have a group on the internet, the Women to Women Empowerment Group, and we're going to be meeting tonight. And for those of you who want to come by internet, it's www.talkshoe.com/pc/110246. So, again, the number to call in is 724-444-7444, and the ID is 110246, or you can go into talkshoe.com. The show 110246. You'll be a part of that. I'll be bringing up a word tonight, and we'll be fellowshipping, women sharing with each other. It's going to be an exciting. So pray for my phone.
Amen.
My phone, and God is good and worthy to be praised.
Yes.
So we're going. Amen. We're going to go into the other six. I'm going to go into the other six, and if I want to unmute you and both Minister Valerie Allen are unmuted. If I fall off, you guys just start.
Amen.
I'm going to go into the other six. Amen. So six was act like a lady. It's okay to be feminine. We're talking about 12 ways. It's Pastor Rebecca Simmons. I think you can tune in. We'll talk about 12 ways.
God bless you, Pastor
Rebecca.
I just want to let you know I was back.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, I have you unmuted. So I was telling Erica, if I get off, then the two of you just start talking to each other about what we're talking about on today. Amen.
Amen.
And then I'll be back. I'm like the Terminator. I'll be back.
I can't, you know what? I still was trying to get step six. I was like, we're not able to get this through today because the devil just don't want to get the word out on today.
Yeah, and it's amazing because this is real. I'm not patting the plane because I'll be using my system to have a
And here I go again back to you, and the phone is still breaking up. Ah, the devil is such a liar.
Amen.
He doesn't obviously want me to receive this today. He is such a liar.
Amen. Amen. Can you hear me, Matt?
You're in and out, Pastor Rebecca. You're so in and out.
Okay. So he is a liar. Amen. Amen. The devil is a liar. Why don't we pray?
Yes.
I'm going to have you just, if you don't mind, just pray for women who need my phone. Just pray for women everywhere.
Amen. Well, Father, we just thank you today in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father,
yes,
we
God.
Come to you as humbly as we know how in Jesus' name. Father, we're just going to just simply start out with the Our Father prayer because you are our Father. Our
yes,
Father,
God.
Which art in heaven, O God, hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be your name, O God, on this day. Your kingdom come, your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Father, I thank
God.
You that everything that you have ordained and orchestrated for this day is so in Jesus' name. I thank
yes.
you that it's already done, O God, in the spiritual realm and will manifest itself in the natural realm. Father, I thank you that you have given us this day, O God, your daily bread. You have given us your women of God, your inspired and empowered women of God, your word on today. You've given us your daily bread by way of Pastor Rebecca Simmons, O God. You have given us some awesome tools, O God, steps, O God, to know who is who when the man crosses our path, O God. You have given us today, O God, 12 ways, Lord Jesus. 12 ways, Father God, to get 12 ways to get the right one to say I do. Father, we thank you that we understand and how to
thank
put a
you.
Ring on us on this day, O God. Father, we thank you that we ask that you, first of all, to God, forgive us of our sins. Forgive us of every debt as we forgive our debtors. Forgive us of every trespass as we forgive those who are trespassed against us. Lord, forgive us women this day for all we have done or said wrong, O God. Father, help us to repent and in our hearts, O God, as well as our mind and in our actions and deeds, O God. Help us, O God, to turn away from the wicked way, O God. Help us, O God, to not go back to the way in which we have been delivered and set free from, O God.
Yes.
Help us to hear and receive your word of healing and deliverance on today, O God, to make a change in our lives, O God. We thank you for a life-changing effect
thank
that's
you.
Taken root even now and across these airwaves, O God, for every woman in the world, O God. Everyone that's on the airline, on everyone that's on the airwaves, oh God, by way of phone, by way of chat room, and even by way of archives. I thank you, God, that you're speaking greatly to their heart, that you will do what you said that you were able to do, oh God, that all we had to do was speak the word, as Pastor Rebecca has so profoundly spoken the word today. Father, we thank you that you will lean, that we will not lean to temptation today, O God, but we will continue to acknowledge you in all your ways. Father,
yes.
we will continue to trust you and acknowledge you in all your ways so that you continue to direct our paths when it comes to us knowing and understanding and choosing the right one to say I do, O God. Father, that we will learn to wait upon you. We will continue to look up to the hills from which comes our help, O God, for my help comes from you. It comes from high and above. And Father, that we will even continue to think the good thoughts, O God, think the things that you said, O God, in regards
yes.
to the first 5 steps that I received. Father, understanding how to have an intimate relationship with you, O God, first and foremost, that we women will learn to love you, O God, with our whole heart, our mind, body, and soul, O God, that we will love ourselves, O God, and then we will be able, O God, to love the man in which you have sent to cross our paths to be
yes.
that Boaz in our life, O God. Father, we ask, oh God, that we will also deal with our issues, oh God, that we will stop looking in all the wrong places for love. Father, all the issues, oh God, that you know that's embedded in our hearts from our childhood on up into our adult lives, oh God, all the pain, oh God, the turmoil that has taken place to even cause some of us women to be as we are today. But Father, I thank you that you said that once we are born again, that we are new creatures in Christ, that old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. And as we're new creatures, oh God, new women of God, empowered women of God, we're learning
yes.
how to step 3, oh God, take care of ourselves. Take care
thank
of ourselves
you.
Emotionally, physically, and spiritually, oh God. Father, we thank you, oh God, that we will abide under the shadow of the Almighty God. Father,
yes.
that we will continue to run to the rock of our salvation, oh God, and learning how to take care of ourselves when we just don't know nothing else to do but stand. But Father, we thank you that you are our God, that you are our Father, you are Abba Father, and you care for us, O God, that we will also cast our cares, O God, upon you, O God, for you care of much for us, O God.
Thank you.
And Father, we thank you that we're learning as women how to rely on ourselves and knowing how to go ahead and just have a cup of coffee, just go out, O God, to be ladies, O God, when
yes.
we receive, O God, an invitation just to sit down, just to have a cup of coffee, that we not read more into what it is, oh God, but that we will put our checklist away, oh God, that we're no longer looking for the tall, dark gentleman, oh God, but Father, we're looking for the man that you have sent into our path, you, the Boaz that you have sent our way, oh God, and Father, we thank you that we're learning how to dress like ladies, oh God, modestly, oh God, modest apparel, oh God, that we, oh God, will be able to shine bright, oh God, that we will wear not not little, but much enough, oh God, that will, yes, will draw attention, but not to be overbearing, oh God, to not look like the world. We're in the world, but not of the world, oh God. And Father, yes, that you said your Spirit teaches us all things. So, Holy Spirit of God, we ask that you,
Lord,
convict
God,
our hearts, even when we dress, even when we put on our apparel, that you will convict our hearts and tell us, no, daughter, don't wear that today. No, daughter, don't put that on today. No, daughter, don't buy that today. And Father, we be so ever careful to give your name all the glory and honor and praise for all the things that you do in our lives, oh God. And Father, we further continue to pray,
Thank you, Father, Jesus.
God, for us women, God, that you will continue to bless our lives, that you will continue to rebuke the hand of the devil, God, in the name of Jesus, as we cancel out every assignment. Father, for we know why and haven't had these steps, because we have already had so many issues
Thank
in our lives,
you,
oh God. So we ask that you continue
Holy
to heal
God.
Our hearts, oh God, from the past and present pain. Father, thank you so much for your rhema word and revelation knowledge and understanding that when we have sex outside of a marriage, oh God, that equals a soul tie, which equals an eagle legal marriage, oh God, that without legal papers, Father, I thank you that we want to do everything in decent and order with
thank you,
oh
Father.
God. So, Father, we will continue to trust you, oh God. Continue to trust you with our lives, oh God. Your will, your way. For God, you are the Father. You are the Son. You are the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, and the end. Father, these things we thank you and we praise you for it in Jesus' precious name. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever you owe, God. And Father, I just lift your name up.
Yes,
and I just
God,
praise
yes,
your
God.
Name even today, oh God, and ask that you continue to just bless, oh God. Continue to bless
yes.
Pastor Rebecca Simmons and Pastor Anthony Simmons,
yes,
oh God, for their
faith,
faithfulness, oh God, their due diligence, oh God, to want to serve you, to
yes,
spread the good
yes,
news,
God.
The gospel of Jesus Christ, to see souls saved and women healed, delivered, and set free, oh God.
Yes, God.
Thank
yes,
you, God,
God,
that you're going to bless them a hundredfold return
you,
this
Jesus.
Day, oh God, for everything that they've poured out, Lord. I thank you that you're poured back into them. I thank you for 5 years of ministry and 15 years of matrimony, oh God. Such a testament unto you. Father, we give your name glory. We give your name honor. We give your name praise. And we
yes,
worship
God.
You this day, oh God.
God yes,
Lord, just have your way.
Have
your way. Have your way, Lord God.
Yes.
Have
yes.
your way, Lord God. Thy will be done, oh God. Thy will be done, oh God, in earth as it is in heaven. Father, I thank you, and I
thank
praise
you,
and I give you glory, oh God, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in
Jesus'
name. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to your name, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Glory
Hallelujah.
To your name, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God, right choices. Help us to make right choices. Yes, Pastor Rebecca.
Pray for Erica. Amen. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for your sister. Lord, I thank you for my sister, for your daughter, Erica, in the name of Jesus. Father, so oftentimes as she calls into this show, oh God, that you have drawn her near unto Pastor Rebecca Simmons. Father, you know what her needs are today. You know all about her, Lord Jesus. Father, help her to learn to be steadfast and unmovable, oh God, always abounding in you. Teach her, oh God, and touch her heart to trust, oh God, in you, oh God, and knowing that you have the right man in store for her, oh God. Weeping man endure for a night, but joy certainly comes in the morning, oh God. I thank you that the joy of you is
oh,
her strength, oh God, that she walks into your abundance of strength, oh God. Joy,
yes,
oh
yes,
God.
Yes.
I thank you, Father God, at each time when she lies down that her sleep is sweet, oh God. Father,
yes,
that she has
yes,
rest.
God.
Bring her rest and peace. Peace that surpasses all
Hallelujah.
Understanding in the name
oh,
of Jesus. We bind up
yes,
Satan
oh,
on every
God.
Hand in Jesus'
oh,
name. Father, we cancel and curse
yes,
every assignment over her life
yes,
in the name
God.
Of
yes,
Jesus.
Yes,
Father,
God.
We thank
God.
You that her yes is yes. And her nay is nay,
thank
oh God.
You, Father.
Father, that she is not wavering, oh God. That she is not double-minded, oh God. But she is steadfast and unmovable, oh God. Father, bless her right now. Bless her in her going in and bless her in her going out, oh God. Father, I thank you, oh God, that she is a daughter of Zion, that she is a Proverbs 31 woman, oh God, and Father, that her children and her husband will one day rise up and call her blessed, oh God. We thank you for the blessings in her life, oh God. We thank you that you make her rich and add no sorrow to it, oh God. Rich, oh God, in her spirit, oh God, in her mind, in her emotions, in her soul, oh God, and add no sorrow to it. We thank you that the past is just that, the past, oh God, that all things are passed away, and behold, all things are new in her life. You're doing a new thing, oh God, and yes, she will know it, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for enlightening her, oh God. We thank you for strengthening her, oh God. We thank you. Thank you for taking her through. Yea, though she walk through the valley of the shadow of death, she shall fear no evil, O God. For you are with her, O God. Your rod and your staff, it comforts her, O God. And you have indeed prepared a table in the presence of her enemies. Father, we thank you and we bless you for Erica's life, O God. Continue to do that which you said you would do. Your will being done right now, O God, in this earth, O God, as you have ordained it to be so in heaven. We thank you for your manifested glory, O God. In her life, oh God, we thank you that she is clothed with new wine, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we bless you for Erica's life. Keep her, oh God. May she remain, oh God, again steadfast and unmovable, always abounding much in you, oh God. And Father, she'll be so ever careful as we rejoice with her now, oh God, giving your name glory and honor and praise for all the things that you have yet to do in her life. For eyes not have seen nor ears heard, oh God, what you have in store for her, oh God. And we thank you, Father God, for the blessings, the rich blessings, the abundant blessings in her life, oh God. Everything that she touched, everywhere where she tread her feet, oh God, she shall, oh God, be blessed. She shall be blessed, oh God. Thank you for your favor and for opening up doors that no man can shut, oh God. Only you, oh God. Only you, oh God. Have your way, Lord God. Have your way, oh God, for playing position, oh God. Have your way, oh God. Your will, oh God. Your will, oh God. In Jesus' name, oh God. In Jesus' name, oh God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yes, Lord God. It is done and is so. In Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. Have your way, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
glory
hallelujah,
to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless
your
wonderful name, oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless your wonderful name, oh God.
Thank you, God.
Bless your wonderful name, oh God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God in Jesus' name.
Glory.
Go in peace and serve the Lord, Sister Erica. I love that
God.
When Pastor Rebecca said that. Now you receive the word of the Lord in prayer, and you go in peace and serve the Lord. Just like the woman that was at the well when Jesus said, go and sin no more. That's what we're going to learn to do today. I believe God has just given us another chance, a new chance, a rebirth, just to speak to our hearts today that we, like the women at the well, the woman at the well, just turn around and just sin no more. Just sin no more. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Well, glory to God.
Can you hear me?
Glory to God.
Can you hear me?
Pastor Rebecca?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear
you.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Amen. Okay. Well, praise God. Prayer breaks. There's an anointing that destroys the yoke.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. We just thank God for the anointing that destroys the yoke. There's power in prayer.
Amen.
You know, and I just thank God for Mr. Valerie Allen being on point and being rested in the air, for Erica being there, you guys touching and agreeing in prayer.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You can be okay?
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. You can still hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you just fine.
Amen. So, you know, it's just... We serve a mighty God, and he has a great plan. His plans are greater than our plans, and somebody needed prayer today.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Being obedient to the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We have to be obedient. I feel God right now. You know, He's
Amen.
Pleased. You know, because we have our plans, and we sometimes have to move out of the way and let God. He would show up. We have
Amen.
To show up and let God show out. You know, because God knows what He wants to do. We just have to get in position.
Amen.
And then He does what He wants to do. So I'm just
Amen.
So blessed. I felt that prayer. Thank you, Minister
Bless
Valerie.
God. Bless God. Glory to God.
I felt
to God
you to touch and agree. You touched and agreed. He said, with two or more gather, He said, I'll be in the midst. If you gather in my name, He
Amen.
Said, I'll be there. Amen.
Amen.
So look, I'm going to go through 6 through 12, since you can hear me okay.
Yes.
I'm going to go through 6 through 12, and then we're going to talk some more. I'm going to go through real fast.
Okay.
And if I get cut off again, you guys just talk to each other. But God's going to have His way. Amen.
Amen.
I don't put any boundaries around the Spirit. I welcome everybody in the chat room. We've been having technical difficulties on today. If you listen to the archives, they'll be quite interesting. But if you listen, you'll get something. Amen.
Amen.
Number 6, Minister Valerie, was act like a lady.
Amen.
Act like a lady. It's okay to be feminine. So many times when we get the call of the priest, we think we have to get up there and act like men.
Mm.
You know, or because we're so used to doing things on our own, we've been self-sufficient for so long that we're a little bit rough around the edges.
Mm.
And God says it's okay to be soft. It's okay to be feminine. Amen. And then another thing, when I got saved, I didn't know how to act. Amen. Because when I was out in the world, I was very feminine, you know, and I knew how to bat my eyes and level to get me. You know, like if I broke down or if I needed somebody to carry something for me, I knew how to be the femme fatale, you know. But God tapered that. He changed that and just allowed me to be feminine without manipulation. Manipulation. So I just thank God that I'm not feminine to make men jump through hoops, but I'm feminine because I'm wonderfully and fearfully made, and I praise God for the work of His hand. So it's okay to act like a lady. Amen. It's okay to be feminine. Number 7, talk to that man while you're having coffee. Talk to the man in your life about Jesus, and talk to him about other things as well. Sometimes men think we're so open-minded that we're no earthly good. And if he tries to talk to us about sports, or if he tries to talk to us about a TV program, we're not relating to the man. A man wants a woman who can talk about Jesus, but he also wants a woman who can talk about the weather, who can talk about the stock market, who can talk about the economy, who can talk about not just saying that's okay. But let him talk, amen, so that we don't let in our life do any talking, amen. So we have to be well-rounded. Jesus is first and foremost in my life. He really is, you know, but, you know, every once in a while, Pastor Emily wants to talk about the Raiders, who haven't won a game in I don't know how many years, then I have my ear inclined to listen to the things that he's interested in outside of Jesus. But he better be able, again, I talked about being equally yoked, he better be able to talk to me about Jesus, you know, or he's not the one, amen. So talk about Jesus and talk to him about other things as well, decently and in order. I mean, don't talk about going to the hotel room, you know. So we don't want to talk about, but we talk about other things as well. Amen. And another thing, don't be tempted. Don't feel like you have to talk dirty or be tempted into talking dirty. Listen, a man who loves you, a man who will honor you as his wife, will honor you across the board. And he won't start talking to you about what he wants to do to you, especially after you cut him off the first time and tell him, look, I'm not that kind of girl. I'm not a girlfriend or a midnight Rudy Tooty booty call, but I'm a lady, you know. I spend be that way, or we don't have anything to say. And sometimes you have to teach a man how to talk, because men are, they're sexual, and men come into the church, even men in the church, try to push up on you. Let me say it again. Even men in the church will try to push up on you and get you to go to bed with them. So don't think just because he's saved, sanctified, preaching the gospel, filled with the Holy Ghost, that he won't have a weak moment. No, but that's just the time for you to be the woman of God that you are and say, you know what, I respect you as a man of God, and you know what, I respect that from you, you know, and just let them know, you know, it's more from you, and God, a man, a good woman can take a good man up a few notches. A good woman can take a good man up a few notches, but if he's just a dog, and I mean, acting like a dog, they say if he acts like a dog and smells like a dog and barks like a dog, then he's a dog. But if he, then you don't want him. You know, you don't want him. You know, if you could totally retrain him, you know, on how to be, if he has no character, no integrity when it comes to women and sex, none. I mean, it's one thing for him to be attracted to you and to let you know him across the limit, across your boundaries. Now, that goes into disrespect, and you deserve to be respected. And so that was number seven. Talk to him about Jesus and talk to him about other things as well. And that rolls right over to number eight. Be interested in him, his likes, his dislikes. You know, his dreams and his goals, his job, you know, his concerns. One thing that I learned, and I didn't learn this in church, so I'm going to share something I learned in the world, okay? One thing that I learned in the world was to give a man my undivided attention. See, a man loves a woman who's interested in what's going on with him. You know, men have egos, E-G-O-S, egos. You know, and I learned how to, you know, really zone in. And I do it with people, everybody that I'm talking to. It's something that the Lord uses. You know, he will take some of the things that you learn in the world and use it for his good. Amen?
Amen.
So God uses that for his good. I would give a person my undivided attention. And even more so the man in my life, I want to make eye contact. You know, if we're having coffee, he invited you out for coffee, and he wants to talk, don't you do all the talking, honey. Let him talk. Men, it's hard to get a man to talk, but once he gets going, you'll be amazed at some of the interesting things that he has to say. Amen. Let him talk. Show him that you're interested in more than his body. And you're interested in more than just him putting a ring on it. That you're interested in what's going on in his mind. What does he think about the Lord? And how does he relate? And what's going on in his job? And, you know, how is he having it? And you want him to talk. Let's talk about his last relationship. Why did you break up? Because you want to know what's going on with this guy. Why is he divorced 3 times? Why is he still single and he's 60 or 49? You know, what is going on with this dude? Is he afraid of commitment? So if you let him talk and show an interest in what he's saying, you'll learn a lot about him. Amen. Hallelujah. Number nine, don't sweat him. Don't sweat him. You know, don't be, in other words, girlfriend, don't be desperate. Don't be desperate. Amen. Don't be desperate. Listen. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Amen. Wait on the Lord. Listen, if God brought him to you, God would surely let him see that you're the best thing that ever happened to him. Amen. So don't tell him. Listen, let him call you. And I'm not talking about playing games, but let me just say this, and this is something else. Men are predators. They love to chase. Amen. They want to think that they caught you, not that you snagged them. Amen. They want to think that they conquered. They want them to be more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Amen. They want to know that they conquered the unconquerable. Amen. That they got a prize in you. Amen. So, but if you're calling them and you're desperate, you know, men run from desperation. You know, and that's the thing with anything in life. The more you push up and try to run after somebody or something, run after somebody, let me say this, in a relationship, the more you run after a man, the faster he's going to run away from you. Because he's going to be like, what's wrong with her? You know, why is she chasing me so hard? I'm supposed to kick her. And, you know, I just, call me crazy, but it's proven. Let me just say it's proven. You know, men like a challenge. Amen. They like a challenge. Be desperate. Don't be desperate. Am I still coming through okay?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Number 10, don't be easy. Amen.
Amen.
Don't be loose. Don't be loose. Don't be loose. Lock it up. Click, click. Lock it down. Amen. Get yourself a chastity belt. Back in the day, they used to wear these things that you needed a key and a lock to get into it. You know, so we need to go back to that. Amen. And just lock it down. We just need to lock it down. Amen. We need to put ourselves on lockdown. Because,
amen.
Again, I said it earlier, sex feels too good to play with.
Mm.
And even if a man, Mr. Valerie Allen gave me an amen on this, even if it's not good, your emotions are locked in. You'll think that's the best thing you ever had.
That's the truth.
You know?
That's the
and
truth.
And it's like, what?
Yes.
And you think he's, and no matter be somebody who's not even attractive or doesn't even appease you, you know, you because you come out of, you know, have you ever come out of a relationship and then look back at the person and say, you know what, he wasn't even good looking.
Lord, when I look back over my life.
you know, I was with him. What? You know, I mean, and I'm not talking about being drunk and high. We're Christians now, you know. But when you get wrapped up in that thing emotionally and you start mixing and matching your emotions with your sexuality, you find yourself hanging down the string, you know, hanging on the string. And then, like you say, he's mean. He chews with his mouth open. He don't have no manners. He don't know how to open doors for you and pull out chairs. He doesn't know how to treat you. He got other women on the side. And he's ugly.
Jesus.
He's like,
okay.
My God. And he's not
we,
even
that
nice
woman, has some real issues.
Come on. We got to get a grip, baby. Come on. You know, we're not, listen, you are a prize. The Bible says that he who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains a favor from the Lord. Come on, you're blessed
amen.
To highly favored, and he's blessed to have you, not the
amen.
Other way around.
Amen.
And listen, and now I hear women say, well, half a man is better than no man. No,
ooh,
the
Jesus.
Devil's a liar.
Yes.
A half a man, that's some kind of creature. That's some kind of monster. that's the form. A half a man is a deformity. Come on.
Amen.
You don't need a deformed man. You need a whole man. Somebody
ooh,
say a
Jesus.
Whole man.
A whole man. Lord, thank you for a whole man.
Amen. I don't want to know somebody else's. God, they used to be a song out in the day, somebody
yes.
else's time.
Yes.
And then there used to be another song, another man is beating my time. Come on.
Yes.
Come on now. You see all the tendencies, and you're going full speed ahead. You know that man is gay. Come on. Another man is truly beating your time, and you still want to pull him? I'll turn him straight. No, you won't turn him straight. You're going to turn yourself crazy chasing after that man. Come on.
A leopard has never changed his spots.
Amen. Amen. This is not gay bashing. I'm just saying, woman
listen,
of God.
No, we're not. No, we're not.
You don't
oh
want a gay
God.
Husband, woman of God. You don't
ooh,
want a gay
Jesus.
Husband, okay? We're talking about the right one. Amen.
Amen.
And if he's bisexual, then he's not the right one, okay? Amen. Hallelujah. Even
amen.
If he's bisexual, if one is trisexual with everything that moves, he's not the right one.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Or he wants bisexual with you before marriage, and then he can't be checked. and
Amen.
He keeps pushing up on you, and you said, no, 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 he's not the right one, okay?
Amen, amen.
Amen. Because the man who loves you can respect you, and he'll respect your boundaries. So don't be easy.
Amen.
Number 11.
Yes.
Say no. Number 11, say no. I'm looking at my 12 ways to get the right one to say I do.
Mm-hmm.
Say no if he tries to push up on you. Your husband is looking for the woman that will tell him no. I prophesy to somebody.
Amen.
Your husband is looking for the woman that will tell him no.
Amen.
And let me tell you something. As men have been the leaders in the religious society for so long, the truth of the matter is men are not as strong spiritually as women are.
Hmm.
Because they got all this other stuff going on. That's why a man who finds a wife finds a good thing. That's why God told Adam.
Praise God.
Amen.
God just feel worthy.
Amen. Awesome steps so far. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Awesome steps so far. Lord, we just thank you for your word and your steps
yes.
today. Absolutely, God. Such
thank
wisdom.
You, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
This is
peace.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, glory to your name, God.
Faithful God. Glory, mighty God. Thank you, God, for your faithfulness.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. Thank you, God.
Yes. Glory, glory, glory to your name.
Bless you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, one more step to go, Lord Jesus. One more step to go.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
One more, Father.
Have your way, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Have your way. Have your way.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, thank you that we're learning how to act like ladies. Thank you, Father, that we're learning that we can have a good conversation with the men in our lives. We can talk about Jesus in addition
yes,
to talk about other things that are of interest to them. Lord, I thank you that we're learning how to be interested in the man that you have sent in our
thank
lives.
You.
We can discuss his dreams, his goals, and concerns and give him undivided attention, oh God. Father, we thank you that we're learning not to be desperate, that we don't sweat him, oh God.
Yes,
our Father,
God.
I like that so much as you've given Pastor Becca. You said that the more you run after man, the more he'll run away from you. That was just hilarious to me in that respect.
Glory, God.
But it's the truth, oh God. So many times, oh God, we women have just decided that that's the man that we want to be running after him like we're so desperate. And Father, in the step 10 tells us not to be easy, Lord God, not to be loose
yes.
women, oh God, and that we're to keep it locked down, oh God. And learning in step 11 to say no, just simply says no. If a man is trying to push up on us, oh God, we can just say no. Just have
yes.
enough respect for ourselves, oh God, and not have to be concerned about when we say no that that man will leave us. And if,
yes.
if so, then that wasn't the man that you sent us. For you said that a man that finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor with the, from the Lord. So if the man that finds a wife finds a good thing, we know, oh God, that if we say no, that man is sent from you and he will not leave because you said that you give all good things. Good things come from you, oh God. So
yes,
we thank
yes.
you, oh God, for your good and perfect gift. Your good and perfect gift, oh God.
Yes.
And that is so worth the wait from teenage on up into adulthood. It is just so well worth the wait, Father God, as we just could learn to just wait on you for a whole man. Not a half a man, God, but a whole man.
Thank you, Lord.
Ordained and called of you, oh God. Bless you for this day, Father. Bless you for this time, oh God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God.
Thanks.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God.
Such a reminder today, huh, Sister Erica?
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking I'm like I'm going through a refresher course. I'm taking a refresher course today.
I mean, it's such a blessing today, and even with the when she asked you to pray for me, oh my goodness! I mean, God is just is so faithful, and I praise Him for being so faithful, and I just thank Him for how much He loves me, and for how much He continues to show me He loves me.
Amen.
Because He was just telling me that this morning, and I just praise God just for how good He is.
Thank you,
to me and in my life, and even with the things that He shows me. And sometimes, you know, a lot of people don't want to hear the truth.
That's
the
right.
Truth hurts.
That's right.
The truth hurts. And sometimes we just need to open our eyes as women. You know,
yes.
We get to a point where we don't want to be by ourselves. We feel we just have to be with someone, you know, someone. We don't have to be with someone. You
Amen.
Know, we do have some things that we need to deal with within ourselves so that we can learn to love ourselves and appreciate us for who we are so that we don't settle for the things that's just out here. You know,
it's
we
true.
have to be careful, and we do have to carry ourselves a certain way because we represent God.
That's
we
right.
represent Him. And God gives His children nothing but the best.
Yes.
Nothing but the best. And we are
yes.
to represent Him that way. We ought to represent Him that way.
You know,
so
I'm thinking, yes, Sister Erica. So I'm thinking, why is it that we often have to be reminded of the same 12 steps so often? Why?
I don't think that it sticks. I truly don't think that it sticks. Because you know what? I think we get to the place where we get so complacent, where we want what we want when we want it. We want what we want when we want it.
Yes, because as often as women as we are, that's just the way we want it, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But we don't think about the bigger picture. You know, we're looking at the right now because it looks good. And so have you ever heard of the saying, everything that glitters ain't gold?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It may look good on the outside, but you don't know what's connected to it.
And when you said that, what comes to me, what comes to mind, I guess if we learn to do like what was at the gate of alms? What Peter said to the man that was begging for alms at the gate.
Yes.
For beautiful
yes.
silver and gold have I not?
Such
as I given unto you, Jesus
yes.
Christ. You know. So when they come up to us that way, maybe we should start quoting the word. You know. In that respect. No, I don't have what you're looking for, but you know, Jesus, I have.
But you know
often.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, because I just recall, you know, oftentimes that has been an approach when I've approached, you know, that's been somewhat of a presentation for me is to ask that question, is give a call of salvation. Wanted to know, do you know Jesus? But, you know, there are so many also sheep and wolf cloven as well. God
yes.
has had Pastor Rebecca so on point today with that regard about you know, as you what you just said too, Sister Erica, about everything that looks like silver and gold is not. You know, everything that
yeah.
glitter isn't gold.
Oh,
it
yeah.
seems like, you know, it's the right package just because they're, you know, claim to be a born again believer, a Christian such as yourself in the church, you know, preaching, teaching the word of God. But my God, have I learned the hard way.
And because it looked good and sounded good at that time.
At that time, there it is. At that moment, and that's just how cunning Satan is. That's just
yes.
how crafty he is. Because
yes.
men are charming, and they have learned that trade into knowing exactly what to say and how to say it.
Yes.
You know, based on what women want.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Oh yeah. But that's why having a relationship with God is very important. It's very, very, very important.
Yes, it is.
Because when you spend time building a relationship with God, God will show you so many different things. And He will begin to show you how to begin to appreciate yourself. Because at one point, I didn't value who I was. I didn't know how to value who I was because I didn't know who I was.
My Lord.
And so, you know, I used to you know, just let people run over me and take advantage of me and things like that. But see, God is good. And
yes,
anything that's messed up, God can fix.
Yes, he can.
And he can restore.
And yes,
and
he does.
I am a living witness to that. And I know that God can change anything. And so when God began to deal with me and show me how valuable I was to him, and how to learn to love me and value and appreciate me, I started changing what I do. I started changing the way I think. I started changing the way I dress. You know, I didn't dress that bad, you know, with real, real short clothes and all of that, because I wasn't confident enough to even go outside and that stuff, because I was just scared, you know, that I didn't want to attract the wrong attention, or somebody would snatch me, or, you know, just trying to be careful. But it's so many things that God will teach you, and he'll teach you how to be a lady. He'll teach you how to look like
yes,
a lady. And when you begin to spend time in his presence, his glory will just, sit off you. And a lot of men who used to approach you will not approach you.
It's the truth. And then you'll be wondering, what happened? Now, what I do? Now, I'm not attractive any longer.
Yeah,
but, you know, but that's
see,
a good thing in that respect. Yes.
There's a change that is taking place.
Yes.
And
yes,
when God's
yes.
hand is on your life, people will be able to see that. People will be able to see that. And I love feeling like a woman. I love being a woman. I love respecting myself. I love loving me.
I know that's right.
And I didn't know how good it was to love myself, but I know now.
I know that's right.
So, you know, hey, so people can't get things over on me that they would normally get over on me. And even when people try to, God will open your eyes, and God will give you the spirit of discernment to let you know, hey, this person ain't good for you. You better watch out for them.
Now, see,
you know, or remove
things
yourself.
Right there.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
You said some key things right there, Sister Erica. First of all,
oh,
you got to be born, baptized in the water, and then by the Spirit, and then the gift of discernment of spirit, you know, so God can lead you and direct you, you know, in the right way. You know, in that respect. So, you know, again, it's a challenge that all us women face, you know.
Yeah.
And there is nothing new under the sun. But I thank God for his constant. We can, because we are already overcomers. We're more than conquerors. We are joint heirs with Christ Jesus. And this is why I thank God that God constantly reminds us of as to who we are, we really are, and the steps that we need to take to maintain our relationship with him, to be, you know, to remain in right standing with him, and knowing that he loves and he cares for us more than any man on this planet Earth.
Amen.
And we as women, you know, we have a place and a position in this world, and specifically also in the kingdom of God, the body of Christ. We do. We just have to learn to have patience. Pastor Rebecca, you're back?
Amen. Yeah.
Let's go. Yeah, we were just moving forth and just trusting God. You was coming back to give us that final 12 step. Because I was just hanging in there praying under my breath. Come on, God, with the 12 step. Amen. We just, Sister Erica and I were just sharing. Amen. Okay, you still breaking up?
Yeah, I'm going to go back real quick. Is that my phone?
Yes, it's yours.
Okay, you guys go ahead and keep together.
Yeah, because we heard, Sister Erica and I heard each other very well, clear, but you are breaking up.
Okay, how's that? Is that better?
Better.
Yes.
Okay. To discuss, because it's better now.
Yes, I praise God. I thank God that he's able.
Yes, he is.
And through
yes,
it all, we down to the final step. Through it all.
Yes. Oh, yeah. But are you going to be at the Women's Conference in October?
I believe so, yes. I'm talking about some
I
I'm in a fog somewhere. What you say, Sister Erica?
I'm making arrangements to make my way there because it's been pressing on my heart, and I don't know what God is going to do at this point of conference, but I'm expecting great things. Just having it on my heart so heavy. When she mentioned it, because she didn't even, I didn't even know anything about it until she mentioned it, and mm-hmm. it was like, you need to be there, you need to be
Amen.
There, you need to be there, so I don't know what God is going to do at this conference, but I am expecting great things.
Amen.
I am expecting God to show up and show out, and I would love to meet you. I just love your spirit.
Okay, God bless you, Sister Erica.
I do. I just love every time hearing your voice. You're just a blessing to hear, and I would just love to meet you. I would really love to meet you.
Well, same here, Sister Erica. You know, I sincerely do not handle acknowledgments very well. So when I'm acknowledged, this is when you hear me like a little girl. I start blushing and giggling and then get speechless. You know, but sincerely, to God be the glory. It is a blessing to know that you're blessing in someone's life. But I just want to say, Sister Erica, without God being in my life, there would be no you. And you're such a blessing, too. So I'm looking forward to meeting you as well. You know, God
Amen.
Is just so good. And I can assure you that it's already done. Yes, God has already
yes,
done the great
is.
Thing. That's the thing about when we pray and understanding God's will. It's already done. We're just
yes.
trusting and believing for the natural manifestation, the tangible
yes.
manifestation. We can see it, touch it, and feel it. But it's no doubt as you step out in faith and obey the Spirit of God and come forth this year, the blessing is already there for you. And all you
oh,
have
yeah.
to do is, of course, is, as you have already prepared your heart to do so, just open up and receive that which He's already had planned and prepared. And that's what I'm excited about. I'm excited
yeah.
to just physically witness the manifestation of God's glory in your life when you do come, you know, in October. Because it's already done. That's why when we pray, your will be done in earth on this earth, as it is in heaven, it's
yeah.
already.